Now, for something completely different, if you are a reader, an avid reader of the Evening Echo, you will know the name of my next guest because she writes every week in the Echo on the bus. It's by now it's part and parcel of daily living. But Sarah Horgan has now embarked on a new journey as a writer, producer and film director. And tomorrow, her new short film, Something Borrowed, will be shown in Dublin. To talk to me about Something Borrowed and more besides, I'm delighted to welcome to the show Sarah Horgan. Sarah, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Sarah. And look, from the outset, I'm delighted to have you on because, you know, you're a great journalist in your own right and you've covered a lot of stories over the years. And I know avid readers of The Echo, they love reading on the bus. And I suppose they're just wondering now, how did you embark into a career of writing, producing and filmmaking?
Well, it wouldn't be just on the buses that I do. It would be kind of a small part of what I do. So I'm in here writing articles every day, and every day is new and wonderful, and chatting to so many different people. And I was doing an article about the Cork Film Festival, and I suppose it was more curiosity. There was something about short films that always appealed to me, and while I love writing, I also love writing something and seeing it come to life. So that was the most interesting part for me. So it was mainly script writing, and nobody would produce my films, so I just had to produce them myself and direct them, which worked out well.
Now, I will say, and you're absolutely correct, I know, Sarah, you do a lot of journalism writing for The Echo, and you've had a lot of pieces written over the years, and you've done a little bit about me as well, and I must say thank you for that. But Something Borrowed, as a broadcaster, I'm lucky to say that I've actually seen it. You shared it with me, and thank you for that. It's quite a gripping piece. It's 15, 20 minutes in duration?
10 minutes altogether.
10 minutes. Yeah. But it's not for the faint-hearted. I know I called you up right away afterwards and I said, you know, it's powerful, and it's hard to believe that what goes on in this actually does go on, but it does go on.
Yeah, and it does. And I suppose that's an important part of it. Film is holding up a mirror to society, and sometimes when you hold up a mirror to someone, they don't like what they see. But I think it's done in a very subtle way. There's no real shock value about it. People fill in the gaps in their own minds, which is important. I didn't want to do it for shock value, but it's got people thinking and maybe focusing their thoughts in a different direction. The important thing for me is showing people in a different light, and that's what I like to do in my articles. You might be talking to someone who interviewing someone that there might be a typical, so someone might have a typical perception of them, and in actual fact, they're all kinds of things. It's like when we talk about someone who's selling their body, we just think of a prostitute, but this is actually someone's mother, this is someone's sister, and they would have had all the kind of things that we have going for them, only that they didn't have the opportunity. So I suppose that's important to get across as well.
Yeah, and I suppose we're all very quick to label people, Sarah. You're absolutely right. You know, we put a label on somebody, but we never think of, you know, the background story of a person, where they came from, you know, who their parents are, who their siblings are. And it may actually be somebody you know, and you don't realise it at the time, but we're very good at labelling. We're very good at judging as well. You're breaking up a little bit there now, Sarah.
Sorry, but can you hear me?
Yeah, you're perfect now. I got you back.
I think the important thing is just to break the veneer, because sometimes we look at people and they might have a fabulous lifestyle, but just because they're maybe drinking champagne all the time doesn't mean they're not an alcoholic. Am I making sense? Did that make no sense whatsoever?
No, it makes a lot of sense. And just to give listeners a little flavour, without giving the whole story away, but there is a scene where there's this girl who's about to get married and there's a knock at the door. And she opens the door and here's this other person handing her something saying, I'm here to protect you from who you're about to marry. Do you really know who your partner is?
Yeah.
And in a way, maybe she doesn't want to know. Maybe she doesn't want to hear. Maybe she does already know, but she doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, I think if you give away even a tiny bit of this, you give away the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be very broad, I think.
Yeah, but it's a fabulous piece of work. And where is it going to be played tomorrow night in Dublin?
The Underground Cinema Film Festival.
Fantastic. And when do you hope to have it out on general release?
Well, the thing is, with the short film, they normally do the festival circuit. So if anyone wants to see it, they just have to look out for festivals. So the last one it was in was the Indie Cork Film Festival, and now it's in the Underground Festival. And eventually, when it's done the festival circuit, that's when it will go online.
And tell me now, Sarah, have you other projects in the offing now? Surely to God, you have something else now that you're coming up with.
Any short film related projects, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Projects at all. I don't have the time at the moment. I'm actually writing a book for a young person in Headway, or we're writing a book together about battling a brain tumour, about his battle with a brain tumour. So that will take up some of my time. Then in the summer, I have a plan. I have something I'd like to shoot, but I don't want to say anything yet because I'm afraid I'll jinx it. But yeah, it's a nice story. I think I'm always coming up with things in my head, even though it's not on paper. It's all coming together in my head, and I can see it in my head. So,
well, that's one of the things that I absolutely love about you, Sarah, because I have met you a number of times, and we have kind of worked together on a couple of stories. And, you know, you have a fantastic mind, a fantastic brain, and most people will have a laptop in front of them or they'll have a notepad, but your brain is in your head, or your computer is in your head. You have everything there and it comes to fruition beautifully. And I've seen that many times in the articles that you write.
Oh, thank you.
But listen, it's a fantastic piece, Something Borrowed. If you're at the Underground Film Festival in Dublin, get along to see it. I'm not going to give it away. I really can't give it away. Just to even touch something will give the whole story. But it's very well put together and there's a lot of food for thought in it.
Yeah, that's for sure, isn't it?
So, Sarah, listen, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. You will be continuing your journalistic skills, of course, with the Evening Echo, I've no doubt.
This is my job, and this is they're basically like a second family, so I'll be staying put anyway. Hollywood isn't calling yet, so they can hold on to me for another while.
Well, there's enough stuff to be keeping you occupied. We have local elections coming up. We have referendums coming up. Let's not mention Brexit. Let's not mention the health service. There is a whole plethora of stuff to getting stuck into. But listen, thank you so much, Sarah, for taking the time. And best of luck with the presentation tomorrow night in Dublin. And keep us updated when you have more things in the offing. And we'd be only too delighted to broadcast about them.
Thanks so many, and you're very good. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sarah. Take care. All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Sarah Horgan with the Evening Echo. And maybe, and I will apologise in advance if I didn't do her justice in my introduction, Sarah writes on a whole host of things in the Evening Echo. And I have to, hand on heart, say she's one of those journalists that, yes, she'll go for the story, but she also wants the backstory as well and to get to know the person that she's interviewing. Something Borrowed, it's quite gripping. That's all I'm going to say. It is gripping. And if